This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And we are at the Cloud Comms Conference for the Cloud Communications Alliance. And this is a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance and TR Publications. And I'm with Vina Vadgama, who's the Vice President of Marketing for Telestax. Vina, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Doug. I'm so happy to be here.
So, Vina, first of all, what is Telestax?
Sure. So Telestax is a communications API platform company. We've been around for quite some time. We deliver a full platform available to service providers so that they can bring CPaaS to their customers. Our company has been known for our RESTCOM platform that was developed initially on an open source model that has since been leveraged in the enterprise world for many, many years. We're quite well known with the developer community. But in the last 2 years, Telestax has shifted its business model in the sense that we are now targeting service providers only. So we have service providers now all over the planet that are consistently using RESTCOM APIs to deliver CPaaS to their enterprise market.
Now, I understand you had an important announcement this morning.
Yes, one of the things that we provide to our service provider customers is ease of use and ease of capability when they're delivering CPaaS. One of the items that our customers have been very interested in is how can they quickly own brand these CPaaS portals. So today we announced a white label feature release, which essentially allows a service provider to, in minutes, rebrand the RESTCOM portal into their own brand and get it out to the enterprise. And it's a really big deal because we want them to spend their time creating programmable SMS options like two-factor authentication or IVR or appointment scheduling with chatbots. There's a lot of amazing CPaaS functionality out there that service providers are hungry for. What they don't want to do is waste time with setup and design in terms of putting that portal out to market. So this feature really helps make that more efficient.
You mentioned that you had changed your business model. Why did you guys change your business model?
Well, there's a lot of companies out there that have been quite successful at delivering CPaaS to enterprises. Twilio is the one that comes into everyone's mind. We saw a more of a market opportunity to help the service providers compete with the likes of Twilio. Service providers are very uniquely posed in our industry. They own the telecom networks. They own the phone numbers. They offer the white glove treatment to their customers. Why shouldn't they be the ones that are offering CPaaS services as well? And instead of having a service provider spend the months or years developing their own CPaaS portals, we see a very great market opportunity to help these guys be more efficient and successful. And then ultimately allowing enterprises more choice in terms of where they're getting their CPaaS functionality from.
So ultimately, this is a play actually directed sort of at the enterprise?
I would say it's directed at the enterprise. We are here to help service providers be successful. From the fact that we want enterprises to have more choice of where they're getting their CPaaS functionality from. One of the trends that, I've seen here at the CCA conference, as well as other places, is enterprises want one-stop shopping in terms of where they're getting all their telephony needs from. So it makes complete sense for them to be able to go to their service provider and say, I want CPaaS functionality on top of the telephony services that you're already providing me. And that's what we're doing.
Now, did you, prior to this, have sort of a demand from the channel? Were they talking about this?
Oh, absolutely.
As something they wanted?
Absolutely. We have so many people coming into us. In fact, the CCA today announced their annual survey where they talked to service providers and provided them a lot of information and said, what trends are you seeing? And one of the trends that was shared this morning, that in terms of technology that service providers want to implement, CPaaS API stores are second in their list of 10 items. The first one is AI. And right after that, the thing that they're the most interested in talking about next is CPaaS API stores. So this is what we're here to provide. We see the trend. We see the need in the enterprise marketplace. We're all about providing choice to enterprises and to service providers so we can fill that functionality.
So how do you get started?
Sure. I think the best place for someone to get started is to visit our site at telestax.com. That's TELESTAX.com. And there's a lot of information on there. You know, if you contact us and reach out to us, we can actually show you something we've been working on called the CPaaS Playbook. One of the things that we've uncovered in talking with service providers is they are really looking for assistance in training their sales teams to deliver communication APIs, programmable SMS, programmable voice. So we have spent a lot of time internally to develop sales training materials and customer content that they can rebrand to get them, again, to market faster and easier. So we're not here just to say, here's some technology and go figure it out. We're here to handhold them every step of the way to make this a very easy, promising, lucrative option for a service provider.
And it sounds like it's just really easy, above all else. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. We're the ones that have spent for 10 years developing the custom code that makes these APIs even possible, right? So think about how, as a consumer, you know, even yesterday when I was trying to board my flight for United Airlines, I right away got a text saying, hey, your flight's ready to board. You know, hey, your boarding number has been called. Hey, your flight's on time. I am used to, as a consumer, doing so much business stuff now through text messaging.
Right.
How fast can these companies get it going on their side so they can differentiate themselves and offer that customer service? Not just nationally in the U.S., but internationally. And that's what we're here to help them do.
You know, Vina, that's an excellent point, because I think for listeners who are trying to think about how to grow their business, you know, this is sometimes also not just a demand question, like someone said, hey, I need this, right? There are so many businesses that don't know they need it. Does that make sense? Because as you say, you've gotten used to United saying, okay, time to board.
Yeah.
But a lot of other businesses who probably could do that type of thing don't do it.
Right. And in fact, the possibilities for this are really mind-boggling. In our world, we talk about the use cases. We actually have a customer that unfortunately I can't name, but they are a huge company in the service industry. And what they have done is work with Telestax, our service provider partner called Mettel, and one of our technology partners called Lumen AI, and they have implemented appointment scheduling. So imagine that you're going to a website, Doug, right, and saying, hey, I'd like to get a quote on, for example, roofing. You know, I need a new roof, and I want to get a quote. Right away, within a minute, you're getting a text message saying, hey, Doug, I understand you're looking for a new roof. When can I come by and give you a quote?
Right.
This company that we're working with has a network of providers across the country. They get a system, you know, a quote request. They outsource it to all of their providers across the country, and then it's a race to see who can get to you first. They can come to your house and get you an appointment and hopefully earn your business. Programmable SMS, API, CPaaS makes that happen for industries that aren't even thinking about the fact that they need it. So to your point, consumers are seeing the ease of use. Companies need to get on board, and they're not going to be able to evolve if they don't.
Tremendous edge.
Yes,
because I can, you know, when you bring that up, there's, you know, construction trade. It's like an example of one of many industries which, you know, they've been doing things a certain way for a long time,
yeah,
and yet here, as a consumer yourself,
yeah,
you know, you're now getting used to. Tell me now.
And telcos are the gorillas, right?
Right.
They're really hard to shift. So I think we are doing a really great job of providing that know-how, the expertise, the ease of use to show a service provider this isn't daunting. It's really up to the service provider how far they want to take it.
Well, Vina, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Actually, you're our first podcast here at the CloudComm Summit. And we hope you have a great time here, and good luck with this announcement.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm honored to be the first. Great, and have a great rest of the day. Thank you.